रघुनाथ। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So first of all, I offer my Dandavat Pranams at the lotus feet for spiritual masters Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedanshi, Narayan Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev and Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedanshi, Vaman Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev and entire Rupanand Gauriya Guru Varga, and to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, to our guardians, and to especially Sri Jiva Goswami Prabhu, who's Tirubhavatithi, we're observing today, and Sri Jagadish Pandit Prabhu also, who's Tirubhavatithi, we're observing today. So now, yesterday we heard about the glories of Sri Jagadish Pandit also. So we heard from the Vaishnavas that Mahaprabhu, when he was a small baby, why did he take this Ekadashi Mahaprasad, this grain prasad? And when he was in his youth, he instructed his mother not to break Ekadashi. Even when he was in Jagannath Puri, the whole night, he kept doing this Harinam Sankirtan, with all his associates, saying, don't break Ekadashi. So what is the reason? The Vaishnavas explained that Mahaprabhu is both Ashray Bhagavan and Vishay Bhagavan. So when he was a small baby and he wanted to take that bhoga that was prepared by Jagadish Pandit and his brother, that time he was Vishay Bhagavan at that time. So therefore we know for the Radha and Krishna, that Mahaprabhu himself, there is no need for them to follow Ekadashi. Like we heard yesterday, that Gurudev, he told the devotees in the mat, saying, regardless, just make some grain prasad for Thakurji, but they did not listen. And then we know what happened then. So much trouble happened. So therefore, Mahaprabhu, when he was Vishay Bhagavan, he took all that Mahaprasad. But then, when he instructed the devotees to follow Ekadashi, in that time he was Ashray Bhagavan. That time he was in the mood of like Srimati Radhika herself. So we heard yesterday about that speciality of Mahaprabhu. And we also heard how Jagadish Pandit also, how he would do Sankirtan and how his service of his deity is being continued to this day. It is said on this day, it is said that same stick and that same jola means the bag that was tied to one end of the stick in which Jagannath was placed. To this day, that stick is still preserved and even that bag. So on this day, they take that stick and bag and they go everywhere. They show it to all the devotees. Today, they give darshan to everyone. This is the same stick and bag within which Jagannath was carried. So everyone has darshan on this day. And also today, one special bhoga is offered. In this special bhoga, it is said each of the Choshati Mahantas, with one particular mantra, they offer this bhoga. So you can imagine 64 different mantras to 64 different mahantas. And this malsa bhoga, very special type of bhoga with chipped rice and dates, gourd, honey, and all this is offered to each of the Choshati mahantas there. And this way we hear that even yesterday we heard that Jagadish Pandit's wife, she was very sad that Mahaprabhu is going to take sannyas and leave. So Mahaprabhu, he gave her this Gaur Gopal deity. And to this day, if you look closely at the hand of Gaur Gopal, it is said you can see a scratch there on his hand. Why? It's said that once Jagadish Pandit's wife, Dukini Devi, she was stirring some milk. And then when she went away, the milk was boiling over into the stove. So then Mahaprabhu, what did he do? As Gaur Gopal, he himself came, took the spoon and he started stirring the milk. Make sure that the milk was not boiling over. But then by mistake, some milk spilled onto his own hand and it got burnt a little. So therefore, to this day, one looks closely at this deity of Gaur Gopal and he's actually burnt a little. So what will Bhagavan not do for his devotees? We've seen Jagannath Puri, Jagannath is getting more than 100 preparations every day. But here in this village where Jagadish Pandit established him, very simple prasad. But still Jagannath is so happy with him because he is Bhav Grahi Janardana. He only accepts whatever one offers with Bhav. So in this way, they're also in his Sripat. They're observing a very nice festival there, that they're doing, they're singing so many of his glories. So also, today is the disappearance day of this great, stalwart Vaishnava, Jiva Goswami Prabhu. Without him, who would have known who Rupa Goswami is actually? Normally we hear that, why is Rupa Goswami the best of Mahaprabhu's associates? Because he fulfilled the innermost heart's desire of Mahaprabhu. He is Mahaprabhu Manobishta Sanstapak. హీ శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభిష్టం స్థాపితం మేన భూతలే. హీ ఫుల్ఫిల్ దిస్ ఇన్నోమోస్ట్ డిజైర్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. హౌ? బై రైటింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్ బుక్స్. లలిత్ మాధవ్, విదగ్ధ మాధవ్, భక్తిరి సామ్రి సింధు, ఉజ్జ్వల నీల్మణి, హంసదూత, ఆల్ దీస్ అదర్ డిఫరెంట్ బుక్స్, లఘు భాగవతామృత్. దిస్ వే హీ ఫుల్ఫిల్ వాట్ మహాప్రభు వాంటెడ్ టు గివ్ టు ది ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్. హీ డిడ్ సో త్రూ రూప గోస్వామి ప్రభు. మహాప్రభు యాక్చువల్లీ హీ కుడ్ నాట్ రైట్ ఎనీథింగ్. ఈవెన్ దిస్ శిక్షాష్టకం, ఇట్ వాస్ నాట్ రిటన్, ఇట్ వాస్ స్పోకన్. మహాప్రభు స్పోక్ దీస్ వర్సెస్, డి నాట్ ఈవెన్ రైట్ దీస్ వర్సెస్. అండ్ దెన్ స్వరూప్ దామోదర్ గోస్వామి, హీ రోట్ దెమ్ ఇన్ హిస్ డైరీ అండ్ హీ గేవ్ టు రఘునాథ్ దాస్ గోస్వామి అండ్ దెన్ టు కవిరాజ్ గోస్వామి. నో, మహాప్రభు డి నాట్ ఈవెన్ లైక్ రైట్ ఎనీథింగ్, హీ స్పోక్ ఇట్. వై? బికాస్ మహాప్రభు సో మచ్ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ శ్రీమతి రాధికాస్ భావ్. నో, ఇన్ ఆల్ దీస్ డిఫరెంట్ మూడ్స్ ఈ సో మచ్ అబ్జార్బ్ దేర్. సో హౌ కెన్ ఈవెన్ రైట్? హిస్ హ్యాండ్ విల్ ట్రెంబుల్. హీ కెనాట్ ఈవెన్ రైట్. లైక్ వన్స్ లైక్ గురుదేవ్ వాజ్ గివింగ్ ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. శ్రీమతి రాధిక, షీ వాంటెడ్ టు రైట్ వన్ లెటర్ టు కృష్ణ. అండ్ దెన్ అస్ సూన్ అస్ షీ రోట్ లైక్ క, నో ఇస్ కృష్ణ, అస్ సూన్ అస్ షీ స్టార్ట్ రైట్ క, హర్ హ్యాండ్ స్టార్ట్ ట్రెంబ్లింగ్ అండ్ షీ కెనాట్ ఈవెన్ రైట్ ద ఫుల్ నేమ్. సో హౌ కెన్ మహాప్రభు పాసిబ్లీ రైట్ దీస్ బుక్స్? హీ కెనాట్. స్వరూప్ దామోదర్ గోస్వామి ఆల్సో యూ సీ హీ డి నాట్ రైట్ మచ్. ఓన్లీ హిస్ డైరీ హీ గేవ్, బికాస్ హీ ఈస్ ఆల్సో సో మచ్ లైక్ అబ్జర్వ్ దట్ గంభీర్ లీలా ఆఫ్ మహాప్రభు. సో ఈవెన్ హీ కెనాట్ మెయింటైన్ హిస్ కంపోజర్, బికాస్ వెన్ యూ రైటింగ్ లైక్ దీస్ బుక్స్ ఆన్ మహాప్రభు, రూప గోస్వామి హీ వాజ్ లైక్ హీ వాజ్ ఇన్ అ న్యూట్రల్ స్టేజ్, తతస్థ భావ్. బికాస్ అన్లెస్ వన్ ఈస్ ఇన్ అ తతస్థ భావ్, హౌ కెన్ హీ రైట్? దెర్ఫోర్ రూప గోస్వామి లైక్ హీ వాజ్ లైక్ ఎనీ హౌ హీ కంపోజ్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ హీ రోట్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ దేర్. ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ రూప గోస్వామి వుడ్ హవ్ బీన్ అబ్జర్వ్ లైక్ మహాప్రభు, హౌ వుడ్ హీ హవ్ రిటన్ ద ఉపదేశ అమృత్, వెర్ హీ సేయింగ్ వచ్చో వేగం, మానస క్రోధం, జీవ వేగం, అండ్ దెన్ హీస్ అగైన్ సేయింగ్ ఆఫ్ బిగిన్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రద్ధ, నిష్ఠ, రుచి, అశక్తి, దెన్ భావ్, ప్రేమ్. హీ వాజ్ అబ్జర్వ్డ్ ఇన్ ద మూడ్ ఆఫ్ మహాప్రభు. హీ వుడ్ ఓన్లీ రిటన్ అబౌట్ మహాభావ్, రూడ్, అధిరుడ్, నథింగ్ ఎల్స్. బట్ స్టిల్ సమ్ హౌ హీ బికెమ్ న్యూట్రల్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ కంపోజ్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ సా దట్ ఎవ్రీ జీవ ఇస్ నాట్ ద సేమ్, ఎవ్రీ జీవ హ్యాస్ డిఫరెంట్ అధికార్. సో అకార్డింగ్ టు ది క్వాలిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ జీవ హీ రోట్, హీ గేవ్ లైక్ పర్టినెంట్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్. దట్ ఈస్ హిస్ కాజ్లెస్ మర్సీ. బట్ స్టిల్ రూప గోస్వామి ఫుల్ఫిల్ ద డిజైర్ మహాప్రభు ఇన్ దిస్ వే బై ఎన్లైట్నింగ్ ఆల్ ద జీవర్స్. బట్ హూ వాజ్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ బ్రింగింగ్ దీస్ బుక్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ రూప గోస్వామి? హూ వాజ్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్? జీవ గోస్వామి. యాక్చువల్లీ జీవ గోస్వామి వాజ్ ద వన్ హూ యాక్చువల్లీ ప్రూఫ్ రెడ్ ఆల్ ద బుక్స్ ఆఫ్ రూప గోస్వామి. హీ వాజ్ వన్ హూ రోట్ ఆల్ ది, హీ వాజ్ లైక్ ద స్క్రైబ్ ఆఫ్ రూప గోస్వామి. వాట్ ఎవర్ రూప గోస్వామి డిక్టేట్, హీ వుడ్ రైట్ డౌన్ ఆల్సో. This way he was the one who, like even when the Goswami books became very old, he was the one who had all these books copied again onto new leaves, these tal leaves. And he was the one who sent these books away with Narottam Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and Narottam Thakur, Srinivas, Shyamananda Prabhu. With these three personalities, he was the one who sent them, saying, go and preach the contents of these books everywhere. And how did even Jiva Goswami, how did he even receive this paper to write these books? No, that in itself is a history. Like how the Rajputs, they were having a debate, saying which river is greater, Ganga or the Yamuna. Jiva Goswami, he was asked to come. Because we know, we heard from the Vaishnavas, no, the emperor himself was very scared. Because Vrindavan is called Fakirabad, the land of beggars. So he was scared that I'll also become a Fakir. So you please come. Jiva Goswami had taken Kshetra Sannyas. So never leave Vrindavan. But he said, anyhow, before night, before the sun sets, you'll come back. And he arranged these special horses for him. And then he was brought to Agra, where he said, oh, Gangadevi has come from the water that has bathed the lotus feet of Vishnu. But Yamuna is the Sakhi of Krishna. But still, he described the specialities of Ganga also, he said. He said, when the Ganga and the Yamuna meet and they flow, after they meet in Prayag, and then they flow, then even Yamuna is known as Ganga. She's not known separately as Yamuna. But then the Vaishnavas have said that actually when Yamuna leaves Vrindavan, she comes back. She does not flow again there, like towards Prayag. She returns back. So in this way, Yamuna Devi glorified so much. And then everyone realized the glories of Yamuna. That even the wind that blows from the Yamuna, one will get prem if one is touched by that wind. So then he said, how can I reward you? No, Jivaswami, I don't want anything of yours. But he said, anyhow, you must accept something. Then he said, okay, if you want, give me some paper, he said. Then he gave him this paper to write on. Also, there is Jiva Goswami, he requested for one more thing also. He said, please do not kill any living entities in Braj. Because that time, many of the Muslims, they would go hunting all over Braj Mandal. So Jiva Goswami also told the king that You must promise me that you will not allow this to happen anymore. Because he said you must never kill all these innocent animals here. So he promised that also, saying, all right, I will. No one will come and even hunt animals there. So therefore, with that paper, what did he do? He had everything written down. Like even now we go to Sanatana Goswami's Samadhi, there's Grantha Samadhi there. No, right behind Sanatana Goswami's Samadhi. That was the place where all these old books were placed into Samadhi. And then Jiva Goswami, he had everything copied, written down. So therefore, you see that if it wasn't for Jiva Goswami, how would we have even known that Rupa Goswami fulfilled the innermost heart's desire of Mahaprabhu? How would we have even known all these scriptures, like Brihad Bhagavatamrit, then Ujjal Neelamani, Bhaktari Samrit Sindhu, Hari Bhakti Vilas, none of it would have been known if it wasn't for him. Therefore, we are so much indebted to him. No. And you see, even Jiva Goswami also, he has also written the history, the ancestral line of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, if you see. He has mentioned how there were Bharadvajya Gautra Brahmins from Karnataka, how their ancestors were Harihar and Rupeshwar. Harihar was into military and Rupeshwar was more into Shastras. And anyhow, Harihar had Rupeshwar exiled from the country. And then Rupeshwar had another son, Padmanabh. Then Padmanabh had Kumar Dev, and then Kumar Dev had his sons. And then in this way, Rupa Sanatan and Vallabh Prabhu came. Why did he mention this? Because normally we see that if you're speaking about any Vaishnava, you're not supposed to think about his bloodline. No. The glories of the Vaishnava lie in his speciality, in his teaching, not in his bloodline. But still, why is Jiva Goswami mentioned? Why has he written this? Himself he has written. Why? So it is explained that some were actually doubting if Sanatana Goswami was a Brahmin. For that reason, he wrote this down. It is said that some were saying that actually, since Sanatana Goswami, in many places he has said, oh, I'm so fallen. He said, like, no, the humility of a Vaishnava, no. They say, oh, I'm more fallen than the worm found in the ditch. No. And Sanatana Goswami also, he told Gopal Bhatta Goswami, don't write my name there in Hari Bhakti Vilas. You must mention your name as the compiler. Because I've associated with the Muslims so much, it's not proper that you mention my name there. And also we see in Jagannath Puri also, he would never go on the main road also. We know that history, no? That when he would walk on the beach, on the sandy banks, then he had so many sores on his feet. And Mahaprabhu said, why? Because he said, if any Panda sees me, then he will fall from his caste. Therefore I came, I took the other way around. And he would not go inside the Jagannath temple also. He'd only look at the Sudarshan Chakra on top and he'd offer his pranams and silently leave. So actually some were even saying that maybe he's not even Brahmin. So Jiva Goswami, when he heard this, he said, how can I tolerate this? Therefore then he wrote the entire genealogical line of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. For this reason, he said, saying that he only spoke out of his humility, he said that. Saying, oh, I'm like a Muslim, but he's not really a Muslim. He's like high, high class Brahmin. So therefore we see Jiva Goswami has always done this. What has he done? Like Gurudev says, he's the Tattvacharya. What has he done? This river of bhakti is very pure. No, it's very pure. But we must make sure that the drain water does not enter inside. So what did he do? He covered both the banks of the river with the stones of Tattva and Siddhant. Make sure that none of that will affect the flow of the river. Like we see, you know, even in Satsandarbhas also, like this Tattva Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, they speak of Sambandha. Saying, what is the Sambandha that every jiva has towards Maya, towards Krishna, towards each other, towards Krishna's potencies? And then he said this Krishna Sandarbha is more like Abhideya, where he's explained the different forms of bhakti that leads to the attainment of prem, which is found in Priti Sandarbha. Then he's written Kama Sandarbha, the commentary on the Bhagavatam. He's written everything that we need to know. And Gopal Champu is like the cream of all his literature. Gurudev said this he wrote in Golok Vrindavan. This, while he was present in Golok Vrindavan, there he wrote this book. You know, like even Param Gurudev, when he heard this Dambandhan Leela, he became completely overcome by ecstasy. These Arsasatvik Bhavas overcame him and he was like rolling on the ground. You know, just rolling, rolling, rolling on the ground. Even now, if you go to the Mathura Math, if you ask anyone, oh, where did this incident happen? Param Gurudev listening to Gurudev speaking this history and rolling on them, and they'll all say, oh, they point to the back of the temple here in this place. Because we know, no, the back of the temple where Param Gurudev's bhajan kutir was. You know, so he's rolling on the ground completely there. So it's all in Jiva Goswami's books. Gurudev said, just to read all of Jiva Goswami's books will take so many lifetimes. And to practice all the teachings given by him in his books will take so many, many more lifetimes, he said. So we're so much indebted to him. And we see, beginning from his very life, we see, no, how he was so much drawn to Mahaprabhu. How when Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan, anyhow, he went through Ramkeli. And there everyone came to see Mahaprabhu. And Rupa Sanatana Goswami, they offered this small boy at his lotus feet, saying, oh, please accept this jiva. Just like we worship the Ganga with the water of the Ganga, we're worshipping you with this jiva. Then immediately, Jiva Goswami started sucking on his toe. Even Kavikarnapur Goswami did the same thing. He was sucking on Mahaprabhu's toe. And Mahaprabhu said, chant Harinam, Harinam. He did not chant. Mahaprabhu said, I made everyone chant, the entire world, but I cannot make this small baby chant. And Sarudamodar Goswami said, oh, that's because you've given him initiation. So how can he recite that mantra out loud? And then we know who that small boy was. He was Kavikarnapur Goswami himself. Wrote such wonderful books. So Jiva Goswami also, he started sucking on Mahaprabhu's toe. Then Mahaprabhu picked this boy up and embraced him tightly to his chest. And then he said, this boy, when he will come of age, he will be one of the greatest scholars the world has ever seen. And then this way, he told Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, look after this boy. And then we know, no, Sanatan Goswami told, he looked at Mahaprabhu with all his devotees. He said, oh, it's not proper to go to Vrindavan with so many people. Why did he say that? Because he got scared that Mahaprabhu, along with all his associates, maybe he's going back to eternal, like, Shvetadvip. So anyhow, he convinced Mahaprabhu, like, to return again. So then we know that when Rupa Sanatan Goswami left, no, like Rupa Goswami left some money for Jiva Goswami's education, and he also left some money as a for Sanatan Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami used that as a bribe. Normally, you're not supposed to give bribes, accept or give bribes. It's not very good. But we see, in the case of pure devotees, even giving and accepting bribes, it becomes like a good quality. No, you should never speak lies. But Vasudeva Maharaj, he spoke lies. He told Kansa, oh, a daughter was born, not even a son. So he spoke lies. So is this proper? So for the sake of Krishna, one can even take or accept bribes and even speak lies also. There's no harm in that. So in this way, Jiva Goswami, when his uncles left, the Muslim emperor was so angry. No, he was so angry at him, saying, oh, your uncles have left me. Now who will look after my kingdom? And he wanted to arrest Jiva Goswami, because you know how the Muslims are, no, very merciless. But then Jiva Goswami, he had these deities of Krishna and Balaram, and he would always look after them. So Krishna and Baldev himself, they would guard his house. They would make sure that none of the Muslims could do anything. As soon as the Muslims would come, they would fall asleep. They could not even touch him also. And this way, Jiva Goswami, his uncles had established so many temples, so many sadhus would come there. So even for them, he arranged Mahaprasad and everything there. You know, like the Vaishnavas, once they explained, what is so special about the Panihati festival? What is so special? The speciality of the Panihati festival is that so many thousands of people were fed Mahaprasad. In Kali Yuga, this is the best means of changing people. Yes, feeding them Mahaprasad. You see, normally it is said Harinam Sankirtan is the best. But people, they are not even like used to do Harinam Sankirtan also. Like you see in the afternoon, no, sometimes they're just sitting here, they don't even come down. But then for Mahaprasad, everyone will honor Mahaprasad. Therefore, that is the easiest way to preach. So that's what Jiva Goswami did also. Just arrange Mahaprasad for everyone. But where did he get the money from? He said Krishna and Baladev himself would give him money to arrange Mahaprasad for everyone. No, like recently we heard, no. The Vaishnavas, they asked Gurudev. Gurudev told the Vaishnavas, oh, you must arrange this parikrama and everything. The Vaishnavas said, where will I get this money from? Who will arrange this necessary thing, all these necessary things? And Gurudev held his hand out like this. He said, oh, who's in? Gauri Sen is giving, he said. Srimati Radhika herself is giving. So similarly, we see here, Krishna and Baladev, Radharani themselves were giving Jiva Goswami whatever he needed. And this way, when he came of age, his mother was very attached to him. He said, no, I have to leave. Then we heard that he went to Nityananda Prabhu, went to Mayapur. And everyone had left. They could no longer tolerate separation. And like we see that Mahaprabhu, he had told Vishnupriya Devi that, oh, your son is coming. You must bless him. And then Vishnupriya Devi, it is said, she would never look at anyone. Even in the morning before the sun would rise, she would go in the Ganga, bathe and return with a wet cloth on. But then when Jiva Goswami came, immediately she placed her feet on his head. Said, oh, I got this dream. Mahaprabhu said this. And she even made him honor Mahaprasad. How would she offer bhoga? Every grain of rice, she would wash with her tears. And then she would offer like a little bhoga. And then she gave everything to Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami honored that Mahaprasad immediately overcome by prem. So this way Nityananda Prabhu took him parikram everywhere. And then he said, now I'm offering you to Vrindavan. because this is, Mahaprabhu has offered the entire family to Vrindavan. So I'm offering you also. He said, I don't want to leave you. But Nityanandaprabhu said, no, you have to go to Vrindavan. And on the way, meet Madhusudan Vachaspati. As we know, he was himself taught by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya made sure that he knew all the philosophies of the Mayavadis, Ramanucharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, Mahaprabhu, everything. So then he also taught Jiva Goswami everything. And Jiva Goswami, completely proficient, realized in all this Tattva and Siddhant. Then he came to Vrindavan. Like we heard in this, Jiva Goswami Prabhu Sochakno is bathing in Vishram Ghat, having darshan. And then Rupa Goswami initiated him. And then we know how he served Rupa Goswami. So this way, Jiva Goswami is such a wonderful jewel in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhant. If it wasn't for him, none of us would have Gaudiya Vaishnavism would have just become like the philosophy of the Sahajiyas. It's because of him that we are all like fixed. Like we are following our Guru Varga, following in his footsteps, they preached everywhere. Therefore, in order to be a Rupanuga, you have to be a Jivanuga. Only if you be a follower of Jiva Goswami, can you truly be a follower of Rupa Goswami. And we see that this commentary on Brahma Samhita Gurudev published. And even he's written a very good commentary on Bhaktiri Samar Sindhu. This Durgam Sandamani, like this, some commentary. So that also we see the Vaishnavas have published. Harinamamrit Vyakaran, every syllable of the Sanskrit, like lexicography, this every letter of this Sanskrit grammar is used in the service of Sri Hari. This way, lastly, we see that his greatest contribution, along with his books, was this Parakiya Parampara. Now, the Vaishnavas always mention this name, Parakiya Parampara. Parakiya Parampara means this Bhagavat Parampara. You see, he never made even one disciple, Jiva Goswami. He didn't have one disciple. But still, the entire world is like his disciple. See, his three Siksha disciples, they preached everywhere. Told them, don't take shelter of me. Take shelter of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Loknath Goswami. Let them preach everywhere. His Parakiya line, to this day, it's continuing, this Bhagavat Guru Parampara. Along with all his Tattva and Siddhant. So on this most auspicious tithi, his glories are like innumerable, unlimited. So we can only pray that a drop of those glories, they touch our hearts. And that we make our lives successful. Vancha kavatro vishya kripasindevacha paditanam pavani bhyo vaishnavi bhyo namo namah.
Chakshurunmilitamena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha kalpatruvyascha kripa sindhuvyaiva cha patitanam pavanivyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gora Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Tarupanuga Guru Varga, and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So again, this time of the year has come where we are able to glorify, remember this great personality, our Srila Jiva Goswami. Vaishnav giving this opportunity today to hear his glories. We've just heard so many glories of Srila Jiva Goswami, and we'll hear some more from the Vaishnavas. So, for the meantime, I'll try to repeat some things I've heard. We know how Srila Jiva Goswami is very prominent in our line, and just now we've heard how Srila Gurudev has told us we are all Srila Gurudev's children, and Srila Gurudev always taught us that just as without Rupa Goswami we would not have known who is Mahaprabhu, further than that, what is the glories of Srimati Radharani, and glories of Braj, all these things, this Braj of Bhakti, this Braj of Prem, all this, we would not have known if not for Srila Rupa Goswami. But then Gurudev said that, but if not for Jiva Goswami, then how would we have known Rupa Goswami and all his gifts as well? So therefore, very important. And it goes the same way. If not for Srila Gurudev also, how will we know who is Jiva Goswami and how he is giving this gift of Srila Rupa Goswami? The same. And it goes on. That's how this parampara works. If not for the Vaishnava also, how will we know Srila Gurudev? And like how Srila Gurudev is giving us all these things. So we're appreciating this tattva that without mercy of those followers of the heart of Mahaprabhu and those who are establishing their innermost heart's desire, then really not, we have no knowledge, we have no entrance to the heart of that person. So Srila Gurudev would say that Srila Jiva Goswami in this life and in the eternal world is always connected to Rupa Goswami, or they're always related. Now here in this Lila, he's like his nephew of Rupa Goswami, because he's son of Anupam, one of Rupa's brothers. But in the eternal world, he's always there. In Mahaprabhu Lila, of course, we know he's the eternal like servant of Rupa and the nephew. But in Radha Krishna Lila, then he is Bilas Manjari, the dear servant of Sri Rupa Manjari. So, so many things, how our Jiva Goswami is helping us all Jivas in this world to be able to receive the gift of like Mahaprabhu as given by Rupa Goswami. And one thing is, that's why his name is Jiva. One thing is to show to us that he is the perfect example for all of us Jivas. And we just follow him, then our life can become perfect. And he has shown to us how before even he met Rupa Goswami, of course, Rupa Goswami is his nephew, so he has already met him before. But before he really received all these gifts of Rupa Goswami, first he got mercy of Lord Nityananda, the Akanda Guru Tattva. When was that? Of course, we know when his uncles left to go to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu sending them to Vrindavan, then Jiva, he was like only raised by his mother. But then later on, of course, he grew up as like a great scholar. So in his teenager time, then he went to Navadvip. And there, that's where he met Lord Nityananda. And of course, by mercy of Lord Nityananda, he met all the associates of Lord Nityananda, including especially the Shakti of Mahaprabhu, the Dham Swarup, like or Navadvip Shakti, this the wife of Mahaprabhu, what's her name, Vishnupriya Devi. So then, by mercy of Lord Nityananda showing to him the dham, meaning showing to him that up to this time, Mahaprabhu's lila is going on, and he had darshan of all lilas of Mahaprabhu in all these places. So here is showing to us a very important tattva that by mercy of Guru, by mercy of Lord Nityananda, we can have entrance to this dham of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is this dham is also non-different from Vrindavan. So after actually he's showing, revealing this dham, this Navadvip dham, then Lord Nityananda telling Jiva Goswami, then go to Vrindavan. Then because there's Rupa and Sanatan, and he will be assisting in his mission. And we just heard before that, he passed by Varanasi as instructed by Lord Nityananda. And so there, he learned all this, the like darshan of the Vedas, and like how to refute all these like Mayavad conceptions. from Madhusudan Vachaspati, the disciple of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who heard everything like from Mahaprabhu's refutation to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So when Jiva Goswami came here in Vrindavan, then we know he became the servant of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami have no other, has only one disciple. Actually, he didn't want to accept any disciple, but he accepted one, that is Srila Jiva Goswami. Of course, we can say that if we follow Srila Jiva Goswami, then by Bhagavad Guru Parampara, actually we all desire to become Rupanuga. We want to become disciple, follower of Srila Rupa Goswami. So here's the example. You want to follow Rupa Goswami? You don't follow Rupa Goswami. He's not Rupanuga. He's Rupa Goswami. So how to become Rupanuga? You look at all the, and follow who's real Rupanuga. And who is that? Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj, all our Guru Varga, Srila Gurudev. They are Rupanugas. We follow them, and then we become Rupanugas. So Jiva Goswami, he's staying with our Rupa Goswami and all the other Goswamis here in Vrindavan. Where? In this place, Seva Kunj. Also showing to us that here in Vrindavan, this is the headquarters of our, like a training place. We're learning how to serve. And even in that place, Krishna himself also is serving. He's also learning how to serve. He's learning from the Manjaris how to serve Radharani. So this place is very, very secret and have very deep significance. And that's where they stay. And there they're doing ishtagoshti and nourishing their bhakti and writing all their books. So we know all the properties of Rupa Goswami has been inherited by Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami is not just the inheritor, actually, he's the protector and the distributor. So we can see how important he is. If not for him, then we would not be able to become, and if we follow him, we also become inheritor of this gift. He's making this available for everyone. So, and it's now available, not just in that generations after his generations, but now it's going on. And it's going to continue in the future as well. So, our Jiva Goswami, it said that he got this service to proofread. But really, there's nothing to proofread. We know how brilliant Rupa Goswami. Even like our Baladev Vijayabhushan, he's showing how these poetries of Rupa Goswami can even paint pictures. And if you just like arrange the syllables, and you can see like so brilliant, like and the way he's composing all this is so brilliant. He doesn't need any proofreading, but it's just a pretext. So then Jiva, he gets to read all these books and really understand like what it means. So later on, he can fully protect this. So as we just heard, our Rupa Goswami, they have given this very valuable rasa, all these mellows, and especially the highest mellow of Madhurya rasa, and especially the very special, very specialized mellow of like the maidservant of Srimati Radharani, like this Manjari Bhav, that one is like hidden there as well. And so, and this Parakya mood, everything. All these mellows are very soft and very fragile. So for the people in this world, especially those addicted to logic, they can find faults to this. And therefore, Jiva Goswami, he's there. He's the protector. By his, all his like works on, like philosophical works, he's there like protecting like all these very very fragile like conceptions. So Gurudev once said that there's a philosopher, there's a tattvavit, meaning an actual, one can be just a philosopher who is like inclined to discussing like philosophy.
But there's someone who's really a tattvavid, who really realized the truth, the Siddhanta. But more than that is one someone who's actually tasting rasa, and that is rasik. So he said, with Jiva Goswami, he's not just a philosopher, he's not just a tattvavid, but he's a rasik. He's actually a taster of all these things that our philosophy is bringing and giving to people. So our Jiva Goswami, he knows all the all the details of the writings of Rupa Goswami. So he himself has written so many things. You can classify into four all the writings of Jiva Goswami. One is the treatise. Treatise meaning a very comprehensive discussion of a subject matter. So like the Sat Sandarbhas, the six Sandarbhas. And there he's very nicely presented. It's actually a very comprehensive and nothing can be more comprehensive discussion of this, of the Srimad Bhagavatam, actually. So there he's writing in six treatises or essays or in works. So there's the Tattva Sandarbha, the Bhagavat Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha. These four, this all about Sambandha. Then there's Bhakti Sandarbha, which is all about Abhideya. And then there's Priti Sandarbha, which is all about Prayojan. So this work, very elaborate discussion. If you can, if someone studies this, then you have full understanding, full overview of the whole Gaudiya philosophy, the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like this. So this is one treatise. There's his writings. Another division or classification of his writing is commentaries, tika. So in tika is actually he's commenting on what is already written. So he has written commentary on all the special works of Srila Rupa Goswami, and in this way making us to be sure to understand. So Rupa Goswami has written Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He has written commentary on that. Ujjwala Nilamani, he's written commentary on that. Even Jiva Goswami has written this Sandarbhas, the six Sandarbhas. He has written commentary for that as well, so people will understand what he's writing. So he has his own commentary of the Sandarbhas. And he has written commentary on the whole Bhagavatam. This is actually the Krama Sandarbha. Commentary of the Bhagavatam, but he has a very specific commentary for the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. So based on commentary of Sanatan Goswami also, the Bhagavatam. So he making commentary on Bhagavatam. He has commentary on Brahma Samhita that we can read in Gurudev's Brahma Samhita. So many other commentaries he has written. Very important. Then by reading this, we have fully we'll be under guidance, anugatya. Then another type of his writing are about grammar, and so this very famous Harinam Vyakaran we know. Sometimes we because we hear how Mahaprabhu before was a grammar teacher. Later on, when he became devotee, then he would discuss grammar and all only related to Krishna. Sometimes we may wonder how is that? If you want to know, then you can just have a glimpse of that by looking at this work of Jiva Goswami, this Harinam Vyakaran, where everything is all described or all explained according to Harinam, the glories of Harinam. And there's a few others all related to grammar. Then there's books on poetry. So he has written actually books which are full of rasa, but in poetic styles. He's written this Madhav Mahotsav, and this very Vaishnavas always mentioning this very beautiful book about Radharani's Abhishek. That was written by Jiva, telling that pastime, but in a very nice poetic language. It's all in Sanskrit. And we know this Gopal Champu. This Gopal Champu has two parts. One part pastime in Braj, another pastime in Mathura and Dwarka. like this. Total like 70 chapters. All written in a very specific like Sanskrit, like poetry. So Jiva Goswami is, we know how he's a great devotee, but even not taking that, like many scholars, they may not know how Jiva Goswami is a great devotee, but many scholars, they acknowledge how Jiva Goswami is a great scholar. He has written like half a million of like verses and all like very, very nicely composed like verses like this. So from material point of view, Jiva Goswami is like very prominent, but especially when it comes to like this paramarthic, then he is also like very prominent, and he is there as an example for all of us jivas, and that's why he said like, oh, that's why his name is Jiva, and showing us like if we just follow him, then we can become real followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can become the followers of Rupa Goswami and relish these gifts that they are distributing to this world. So today on his disappearance day, now he may have disappeared, but really he only disappeared from those who have no relation. They know that this disappearance is only disappearance from this world, but there he has appeared in that real world. And he's showing to us that, oh, we should also come with him. So on this day, we pray unto him that we can have entrance into that world where he's serving Srila Rupa Manjari, or where he's serving Mahaprabhu as Jiva Goswami. And under his guidance, at the moment, we may fully understand all the intricacies of our Siddhanta and not be misled by many misconceptions that this Kali Yuga is offering to the sadhakas. Vancha kalpataru yasukipa sindhu eva cha patitana pavani
vaishnava.
Notimanandasya Gananjana Slakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vancha Kalpataru Vasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Namah Vadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurattise Namah Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Jahite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Mahabhava Sarupatam Krishna Priya Variyasi Prama Bhakti Pradedevi Radhiketang Namamyam Radhi Vrindavanadhisi Karunam Ritabahini Kripaya Nijapadabhijo Daishang Mayam Pradiyatam Bandhi Nanda Prajistrinam Padarnum Abhikshnasa Jasanghari Kathodgitam Unati Bhuvanatrayam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj Ki Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Jai Ananta Ananta Kati Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय। गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुर संजीव की जय। भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कारण सिंहदेव की जय। भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। सर्वविष्णुव्रता गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय। गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। जय संकीर्तनकारी भक्त भिन्न की जय। जय श्री जीव को सभी जगदीश्वर तिरुभाव तिथि मामो सब की जय। जय तिरुभाव तिथि पालनकारी भक्त भिन्न की जय। समवेद गौर भक्त भिन्न की जय। गौर प्रमानंदी हरि हरि ओ। Today's this Sri Jiva Goswami Prabhu, this appears the by Mahaprabhu's desire, this Sri Goswami desire came this world, this Vrindavan, Vrajadham. Mahaprabhu himself, he is came once a time Vrindavan, but he all time in Vrindavan. Our Goswami Jar, without Mahaprabhu not doing anything. Jiva Goswami Prabhu childhood first time meeting with Mahaprabhu, and after direct he cannot meeting. That time Mahaprabhu has desire he is going Vrindavan, but there no mention Nitanru with him, Yanu. Adhira Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Sivas Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit Khetra Sanyasi, he is staying in Jagannath Puri. But Mahaprabhu was that time really a moment time that within Mahaprabhu, Nitanru Prabhu, Adhira Prabhu, Sivas Pandit, million color people with him, but they are not mentioned. Rup Sanatan meeting within Mahaprabhu. They are not telling Nitanandaprabhu with his meeting. But after Jiva Goswami, his little childhood, then Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they left. But he became young, then king is very Muslim king, but he is Rupa Sanatana is too much relation, attachment. Now left, then he has desire, this nephew, Jiva, will be young, very qualified he is, now I am taking him. Our ministry, our this governing body, for working for, helping for, taking. There is only his mother is present, nobody other. Father is gone, uncle gone, everybody gone. Some Vrindavan, some other way. Now, Jiva, young, but before he is, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami is all grantha, many books, there is Srimad Bhagavatam, and other granthas, all he is reading. Also, he worshipping, there is, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan, telling Guru Varga, he is playing with Krishna Balde British. But later, he is learning this all Sanskrit, and after Shastra, then Mahaprabhu desire, Mahaprabhu already accepting, then Jiva Goswami telling, oh, I am going to Navadvip Dham. There I am learning Sanskrit and also Naya Shastra, Patanjali, other things. Mother know everything, she is giving permission. He came and coming time, Mahaprabhu giving order, both sides, Nitanru side, also Vishnu Bharati Vishpur. Telling Vishnu Priya, now your son is coming, you giving darshan, giving bless. Vishnu Priya Devi know Mahaprabhu has three sons. Lord Narayan has one son, Brahma. Krishna has how many colors son? Dwarkapuri full of Dwarka's son. Many, many. But Mahaprabhu has not too many, only three. So now this one is coming, Vishnupriya Devi. No, and Vishnupriya Devi saw dream, Mahaprabhu by order. After she is giving darshan, not only darshan, she is all lotus feet is putting in Jiva's Goswami's head. And she is not talking with anybody, no addressing, never. She has no time. Continue chanting, continue reading, continue serving Mahaprabhu. Now Jiva is also talking and Mahaprabhu's mercy, everything is telling. After Ishan Thakur, Bansivadan, they are helping. After Mahaprabhu giving order, Nityananda Prabhu came. And Nityananda Prabhu with his Jiva Goswami, Mahaprabhu Lilabhumi, Navadvip Dham, everywhere going darshan for. This story everybody knows. But after Jiva Goswami has desire, I am never left Navadvip Dham or never left Nityananda Prabhu. But Nityananda Prabhu say, no, Mahaprabhu's desire, you're going Vrindavan, helping Rupa Sanatana. But after Jiva Goswami Prabhu, no writing about Mahaprabhu or Nityananda Prabhu's any special glories, like he's writing Sat Sandarbha, like Harinamamrita Vyakaranam, Gopal Champu, Madhav Mahasav, many books, but no writing Mahaprabhu or Nityananda Prabhu's any specialities. Only Kaviraj Goswami writing, then everybody very happy. They are giving all good instruction, all everything, giving Kaviraj Goswami. So Jiva Goswami Prabhu, now writing any things, this thing is not thinking, this is not Mahaprabhu's books, ya Mahaprabhu's desire, ya Mahaprabhu's glories. Why Mahaprabhu talked, teaching in Sarvam Pandit, Vedanta Sutra, Vedas, all scriptures, everything. That things, his disciple Madhusudan Vachaspati, and Nityananda Prabhu giving order, you going Vrindavan, before you going Varanasi, meeting with Madhusudan Vachaspati, he is near to you learning all Ved, Vedanta, Mahaprabhu's Gaudiya, line Gaudiya, all philosophies. Mahaprabhu, what is saying? Then he came Varanasi, and there Mahaprabhu teaching before Sanatana Goswami 2 months. Also Jiva Goswami wrote there, staying like his more than 6 months. And then Madhusudan Vachaspati near to everything is learning, discussing how is Mahaprabhu teaching. Sarvam Pandit changing. Not one Sarvam Pandit in Jagannath Puri. Many scholars, many a Pandit. Other you are repeating, you purifying, cleaning, other attacking. No, like this. Mahaprabhu teaching, everybody changing. Then they become Vaishnava. So his came is Varanasi, Madhusudan Vachaspati. Then he is also preaching, changing Mayavadis, Mayavad philosophies. Then Jiva Goswami Prabhu near everything is giving nectar and reserve. Jiva Goswami Prabhu came and Vrindavan, then he is this Tattva Sandarbha, this Paramatma, Bhakti Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha, and Bhagat Sandarbha, Priti Sandarbha, one by one dividing, and he is writing and reserving. These Sandarbhas inside is all Mahaprabhu's, all things present. These things, collecting in Varanasi by Madhusudan Vidya Vachaspati. Also, these things he is collecting, Gopal Bhatta Goswami is near to. Gopal Bhatta Goswami only one Sandarbha writing before. Why? 4 months is Mahaprabhu is Jagannath Srirangam, that time he is teaching everything. That things also Gopal Bhatta Goswami giving Jiva Goswami. So that things is dividing and after he is explaining and writing. So this is not his thinking this only Mahaprabhu giving Sikshastakam, six verses, this is not enough, this is not thinking. All sandarbhas, all these things, Harinamamrita Vyakaranam, this Kupal Champu, Andavindavan Champu, this Madhamosab, Lalit Madhav, Vidagda Madhav, any granthas, they are not individual, independently not doing anything. Why? Rupa Goswami is Husan Sahib Badshah is near. That time he is doing Kirtan, Bhagavatam, classes, after Purasharan, Gopal Mantra, Kamgayatri, everything they are doing, but they are not writing any Shastra. After Mahaprabhu giving everything, Sanatana Goswami was teaching 2 months, not only 10 months, within Jagannath Puri. Also, Rupa Goswami within Mahaprabhu, not only first time 10 days, after two times is Jagannath Puri, 10 months, sometimes more than. Mahaprabhu everything is giving. That things, this all are, Goswamis are explaining and writing and reserving. This everything is Mahaprabhu's. Mahaprabhu desire and Mahaprabhu speaking, Mahaprabhu telling everything, giving order instruction, like do this, 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 this. Jiva's helping for everything is proper and right. Therefore, many, many scholars explaining and telling, Mahaprabhu not giving anything, only a Sikshastaka, 8 verses, nothing more, but Mahaprabhu giving everything. Therefore, this Shastra and Radharani's special glories, Manjari Bhav, Upasana, Parokya Bhav, and all Shastra, Mahaprabhu's, by desire, and Mahaprabhu himself is telling and everything, writing. After writing, they are going, others sending. Last time, Jiva Goswami Prabhu is Vrindavan, that time other Goswamis are like disappears, only Raghunatha Goswami present. That time, Srinivas Acharya many times come Vrindavan. Ramchandra Kaviraj, Govinda Kaviraj, anybody, anything is writing, that they're sending Jiva Goswami is near. This is Gaudiya line, no. Gaudiya paramparas. Maya Mahaprabhu's, for why Mahaprabhu's near, anything come before Sarvadamdar Prabhu checking. This is Rasabhas. Any things is false, like Mayabad, production, polluted, other, Sahajiya, Sarvadamdar Prabhu are rejecting, not giving Mahaprabhu's near. But Mahaprabhu himself, he is giving all instruction, all advice, order, inspiration, all. Then is everything is correct and perfect now. Not possible anybody rejecting. So Jiva Goswami Prabhu, first time Vrindavan is came, then under guidance of Prabhu Goswami, his all books is Rupa Goswami writing and giving him. Sanatana Goswami writing, Sanatana Goswami giving him. This is proofreading, proof correcting, correction for? Proofreading for? No. Why giving? Jiva is reading after this is all is like one by one, serial by his all editing. Like they are literally remembering. Anything is there near come and present, at time that things is writing. And that things is need serial and also editing nicely. So Jiva Goswami Prabhu all correctly doing. That time many, many Mayavadis, many other scholars came Vrindavan. They hearing Vrindavan has very pandit, big pandit acharyas. Scholar, Mahaprabhu's line. They're coming, they're asking many questions. Tarup Goswami has not too much time. Sanatana Goswami has no time. They are respecting and like is neglecting. Anybody is giving a lot of respect, yeah, glorifying, that meanings there is reject, not accept. So our Goswamis are not wasting time. They giving respect, this and that, writing letters, giving them, going. But Jiva Goswami can tolerate. Yeah, he is catching them and taking that to return this own certificate and defeating them. Defeating meanings, one is Khandan, one is Mandan. Only cutting their all philosophy is known. How they are realizing and understanding and accepting, this is necessary. Somebody is defeating, they're angry and against and running and fire. No, cooling and feeling and realizing. Therefore, Jiva Goswami Prabhu very smoothly, very, very carefully changing all of it. And also, how he's serving this Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he's giving class. All classes he's attending. And also, his many disciples, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And all disciples they don't know how serving. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami has no time. They are all time Sankapuruk, Naam Gan, and classes, and all time they are busy. Jiva Goswami Prabhu giving all our time. He is giving time. He is teaching soul. How is serving Govindadev? This temple, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan temple, Radharaman, Radha Vallabh, Radha Kanto, Rajbihari, all temple, Vrindavan, everything, Brajamandal, this is not only thinking Radha Kunda, Raghunatha Goswami, new giving his sorrow. No, Kusum Sarobar, Prem Sarobar, Man Sarobar, this Bimala Kunda, everything, this is our Sri Jiva Goswami Prabhu by order and instruction. All Raghunath Bhatta Goswami disciples are everything remodeling. That time only ponds and lake but no this nice stairs and nice boundary, everything, no. Raghunath Goswami by Mahaprabhu desire, his Radha Kunda, Sam Kunda, he's nice, giving order, instruction, and he's with instruction and order, remodeling, very nice making. At a time, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's disciples are very, very rich and qualified, telling no dham seva, so then no, you getting relation. Anybody come holy dham, staying in holy dham, they are thinking, everybody serving me, following me, respecting me, will be my followers. They are like a cheater. They are not serving holy dham. Then how they getting relation within holy dham? The Jiva Goswami engaging everybody within Shastra and within his instruction order. Like Jiva Goswami Prabhu giving order, Sevananda, Dugi Krishna Das, you brooming only. You cleaning brooming. Hey, Narottam, you go. Serving Gurudev and serving continue. Only toilet is not only. Road, street, and continue following his footstep, serving everything. Similar, ordinary Adardar, Sivaks are how getting real relation within holy dham. Therefore, Jiva Goswami Prabhu instruct everybody. Then this Vrindavan, Rajamandal, Manas Ganga, Haridev Temple, this Baldev, Keshavdev, Govindadev, not only Govindadev Temple, Baladev, Haridev, Keshavdev, and this Govindadev, all temple, all kunda, everything is Jiva Goswami Prabhu's, owned by desire and owned by instruction. Why Goswami is near? Many people, rich people come, but that people is not giving you service, then they cannot understand you. Serving Maya, ordinary world, ordinary things, then they getting in spice, yes, some respect, name and fame. But Brajadham, Brajavasi service, Brajadham service for engaging. Like Janmamata came, three times came Jiva Goswami Prabhu's time. Raghunath Das Samyukti is also she's meeting. That time we are staying, how darshan for going, all arranging prasadam, room, everything with her or program. Similar, this Brajabhumi is this like Giriraj Govardhan. Only not thinking the writing Ashtakam. Yeah, some Dasakam, yeah, 1008 holy name, Sahasranam, yeah. This is only writing books, sitting and writing. This man is not thinking. Now people have many ideas. Oh, they are only doing bhajan and writing books. No. Sometime Kamavan, sometime Vrindavan, sometime Govardhan, sometime they are this Gokul Mahavan, all Brajamandal going. And Krishna lastly, with his they have a relation. They are not only glorifying. Glorify, this will be like his one speaker. No. As it is, they are everything doing. They are giving instruction. This is Malhari Kundo. This is other Lilabhumis, everything. And they are making like Sanket. Gopal Bhatta Goswami going there is Sanket is doing bhajan. Sakat Bihari, to little distance, he bhajan kutir. He is doing their sadhana. There he is looking all Krishna layers, how Srimati Radharani coming, Manjari's, Sakhi's, Gopi's with his, and where going, how meeting Nitya Lila, they manifesting everything. So these things, Brajadham, therefore, Brajadham, Atma Nibedan Tuapadikori Hoinu Parak Masuki. Dukha Durugala Chintana Roilo Chodika Ananda Dekhi. Or one telling Bhaktunako Kijani Kibale Tomara Dhamate Hoinu Sarnagato. This holy dham, Mapu sending everybody's, Mapu came first time, Mapu looking everything it disappears. Then Goswami came and what doing there? Echaya Gosai Jabe Braja Koila Bhas, Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korila Prakash. Six Goswamis came, then Nitya Lila, eternal Lila, all is appears, all is manifest, all is present. So without Sevak, then Sevak, who is glorifying, who is serving, who is arranging platform and everything, therefore, Sevaki is most important. So this Lilabhumi Vrindavan, Sri Jiva Goswami Prabhu, his Samadhi, Radhadhara Damodar, there is his eternal Vrindavan, all time present. Therefore, they fixed, they're not going. They continue serving. Now also they are serving. And they are continue running. All Shastra, all, anybody surrender, praying they are near, they are teaching everything, helping. They not surrender, then they never reading their shastras. And then no reading, no touching, then no understanding. And holy dham with it, no relation. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, ki jane ki bale tomar dhamete hoinu saranagato. Holy dham, near no surrender, then dham sevak with is no relation. they are continuing serving. Mahaprabhu by desire, Mahaprabhu by order. This process. Came Holy Dham, then serving. And like Gurudev, going. Sometime all Bhakta devotees Manasikanga. Today cleaning Manasikanga. Today Radha Kundo. Oh, today Vimala Kundo. Some group with this. Continue going 1 week, 15 days, 1 month. But not cleaning only room and broom with his own courtyard. Holy Dham, Krishna love me. Radharani is love me. I am only telling this Padamardana ki Payodana Devi. I am forgetting so. Praying Rupa Goswami Prabhu, Das Goswami, service for all rules, tendency. But practically I am not doing and then only speaking, a hawker speaker. No, they are really doing. So now is today is disappears day, but here to go on eternal world, eternal Lila Bhumi. But Mahaprabhu saying this Goswami's footstep followers, they are continue present. Nitya Lila. So therefore praying, requesting, begging, crying, this is our bhajan. Otherwise, only chanting Harinam then dry. I am not with any Guru Varga. I am alone. Then I will be like this. Brahmavadi? Yeah, will be Mayavadi. Many persons, the thinking, Vivekananda, alone doing bhajan. But our Brajalila, Brajadham, not like this. All Goshtanandi, all big group, Brajavasis are, all are commonly serving Radharani under guidance, Krishna. Therefore, this Grantha, continue reading, and this much reading, this much practicing. What they saying? How can I am following my life? This practicing. Then is the realization coming. Oof, unlimited satisfaction and happiness coming. This is not little thing, very big things. But this Brajamandala is possible, very easy. They are continue present. Now, tomorrow next hearing, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Thank you.